Hi, I'm Greg Cummings, CEO of Power 100. We're sitting down today with Steve Spence, Managing Director over at Project Map It. How's it going, Steve? Thanks for joining us.
Good, man. I'm here in sunny but very, very cold Texas right now, but things are good.
What are you in Texas for?
I've been presenting all over the states with CertainTeed. They rent out NFL stadiums. Last week was SoFi. This week is AT&T Stadium.
Not bad. A lot of sad hearts over there in AT&T Stadium. So bring your tissues.
I've talked to a lot of Texans over here over the last 24 hours, and they're not happy.
I can imagine. So we got a lot of good stuff today. As many of you know, like what we want to do, our mission is kind of get to know the person behind the leader. But before we get started and jump into everything, let me just give our viewers, just our listeners here, a little overview on Power 100. As many of you know, we're a national publishing company that is specifically focused on ranking the top 100 CEOs within the home remodeling space. We start with 7,600 leaders in our database, and through our five-layer proprietary ranking system, we narrow that down to the top 100, of which we produce on our website, power100.io. Now, through that whole process, two things have really happened, Steve. You know, the first thing is CEOs would tell us what works. Okay. Yeah. And then the second thing was they would also ask us how to improve specific gaps in their business. So we listened and we went back to the drawing board and we do what we do best. And that's sourcing out the best of the best in the whole country. So we updated our five-layer proprietary ranking system to identify and publish the nation's top 15 strategic partners that support and ultimately level up these top 100 CEOs. And through our research, we have reviewed over 2,200 strategic partners who serve the home remodeling industry. And as you know, and as anyone that's visited the website, Steve and your team at Project Map It has come out as the number 6 strategic partner for 2024. So, Steve, congratulations. We really appreciate what you're doing for everybody out there. So with my introduction kind of complete, would you mind introducing yourself and maybe a brief intro on Project Map It?
Yeah. So first of all, thank you. I got to be honest with you. We have not gotten or worked on any investment or anything like that. So we're growing organically. And so to have some of your CEOs nominate us as one of the strategic partners means a lot to me, because we were talking before the show here, just we're lean and mean, and we're excited about being number 6 on your list. So thanks for thinking of us. And we're glad that some of your top 100s are thinking of us as well. So Steve Spence, I'm the managing director. I was the first ever hire at Project Map It back in 2018 when we launched. The owner at the time, no longer the owner, was and still is a roofer by trade, owns his own roofing company in Maryland. And he started Project Map It because he saw a need for a tool like ours, a credibility tool. And so he hired me. And Greg, 30 days later, he basically said, hey, it's not bringing in the business like I thought it was. You're kind of on your own. I'm going to concentrate on my roofing company. So I was a 20-year career teacher, special educator, and I retired from that to join Project Map. And 30 days later, I was kind of on my own, and I've been on my own not ever since. We've grown our employees by 8 now, but for the first 2-3 years, it was just me growing Project Map and learning the industry and stuff like that. So I'm proud to say that we've gotten to a point where, hell, we're number 6 on your top 15 list, which is pretty cool. We're a credibility tool, Greg. So it's an interactive map. So if you're a contractor, imagine putting pins of all of your past jobs on a map, right? Homeowners want to see that you do work in their area, that you're a local and reputable company. Within each of those pins, when you open them up, your reviews from Google or Facebook, we are our own review platform as well. So we are a review capture tool also. But the review can be on that pin. A written description can be on that pin. And photos of the work that can be on that pin. And the map is interactive in that we have some smart filters, Greg, where let's say you wanted to show the prospect, maybe you're at an in-home estimate or whatever consultation, and they want to show all the kitchens you've done. You can click a button that says kitchens and the map will only change to show kitchens. Or, you know, roofing companies love us because you can dive down into shingle brand and color. So if I wanted to look at a Moray black roof, I can click on a button and the map changes to Moray black roofs. So got a lot of cool filters that make the map interactive. And it's a great, we're a small and strong, we're very simple, but very strong tool, credibility tool through and through, great sales tool.
Yeah, you guys, it's unique, right? I feel like, I feel like you'd get overlooked a lot of times. Like if I'm being honest, Like,
sure.
If you're looking at all of the options out there that can get your business to the next level, this is something that you kind of don't think about. At least I never did until I saw it. I kind of looked at it and did a second take, and I was like, how are these guys climbing up our rankings? And why is it? And it's because, you know, after looking in and kind of peeling back the layers of your business, you fill a very specific gap in a business. And, you know, I really think what you do is you create a visual aid that allows the customer to have a bit of a gamification. And if anybody's ever studied psychology, gamification is one of the best advertising or sales tools that you can do, because it puts the customer in control and it makes them think it's their decision, right? And it empowers them. It emotionally charges them to get to the next thing. And it's funny because I kind of – our logo, I don't know if it was meant to be, but like the map behind me on our background, I don't know if you could see it. It's got little red pins all over it where the top 100 CEOs actually are. So we have a real life version of what you do. It's definitely not as beneficial, but nonetheless, it's there. But before we get into kind of everything with Project Map It and how you guys got here, again, our mission here at Power 100, we rank leaders. We believe in the premise that great companies have great leaders without exception ever. And so kind of the point of this is to learn more about where you came from, where you are, and where you're going. And kind of the mantra that you step to there. So without further ado, like our first kind of question to you is kind of our signature question. What's the earliest lesson that you learned that you still carry with you to this day?
Oh man, the first thing that came to my mind, and the end result is hard work, like putting in the work. I was in kindergarten, Mrs. Johnson's class, wonderful lady. Like, I'm 50 years old, so that was a long time ago, and I still remember exactly what she looks like as though it was yesterday. And for whatever reason, I woke up one morning and I'm like, I'm going to pretend I'm sick. So I told my mom I was sick, and just like any mother, she gives you a thermometer. Back then, it was just the glass thermometers that you had to put under your tongue. And I put it up against the light near my bedside table
to make
it a little hotter.
You were meant for it.
So I didn't just do it one day. I tried to get away with it 3 days in a row. And on the third day, my mother caught me. And I got in pretty big trouble, obviously. Again, I'm only 6 years old, five, whatever it was, when you're in kindergarten. She marched me literally, back then you could get away with this. My mom had me by my hand and dragged my butt right into Mrs. Johnson's kindergarten class, knocked on the door and said, Steve has something to tell the class. Is it okay that he tells the class? And Mrs. Johnson's like, yeah, of course. So I had to get in front of, you know, the other 20, whatever it was, kindergartners and say, I've been playing sick the last 3 days and I'm really sorry. It's never going to happen again. That was kindergarten. Okay. So guess how many days I missed of school for the rest of my high school, all the way up through high school? Zero.
Zero.
Okay. I literally had perfect attendance from that day on, presidential's award attendance or whatever. My senior year spring break or whatever, there's always senior skip day. And I had not missed class for 12 years. And I told my mom, I'm going to skip class. I'm going to my friend Brian's house. We're going to play basketball. We're going to have pizza. That's what I'm going to do. Is that okay? And she goes, I've literally not missed school ever. I'm being transparent. So she let me do it. So honestly though, the lesson learned there, and this is true. The lesson learned there is like, I put in the work, man. Even when I was sick, I went to school. I didn't get sick a lot, but I went to school every freaking day. And that lesson kind of took me into sports. I've always been an athlete. I'm a coach. I've been coaching for 25 years. I'm a lacrosse guy, but I played hockey growing up. I played lacrosse and soccer growing up. And I'm a small guy. So I've always had to write Napoleon complex, even though I just learned Napoleon wasn't even short, but I've always had to prove myself against you big guys, Greg. And so I always had this mean work ethic and I just put in the work, man. I did not miss practice, came home, worked every day on the sport that I was in. Out of season, I took that into my grades. I got pretty good grades. Hard work ethic, blue collar through and through, all from me missing Miss Johnson's kindergarten class for 3 days.
That's incredible. That's a good lesson to learn early. you know, and then as you progress and you see success, you know, in school, like you did when you're there, all of a sudden that hard work starts to make sense. If you're in,
yeah, man,
you know, the underlying theme there is if you're going to do something, do it. Right. And so that's,
oh, I went all in. I went all in after that, dude. I did not miss school ever.
And so you're carrying that into your career and what you're doing with Project Map and taking it to the moon. You know, is there any other big, what's the biggest influence or mentors maybe that you've had throughout your career? Has anybody helped you, or is it just kind of been I've figured it out as I've gone, and you know, my work ethic and my, you know, due diligence that I create? Are you a natural learner, or do you surround yourself with people?
Yeah, I do currently have a guy that I would say is my mentor through this whole second level career that I've done. Again, I was a special education teacher for 20 years before moving to this. I've been in this position now for 6 years, and I've learned a lot of about the contracting industry, right? And with my product, you have to be able to know what a windows company does, what a roofing company does, bathroom remodeler and all that. But what I will say is I would say my wife is a mentor of mine. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but we're pretty polar opposites when it comes to like attitude sometimes. She is the one that runs the house. I'm more of the like dopey dope guy, but we're lifelong learners. I pride myself on being a lifelong learner. If there is one thing I could sell anybody, all the CEOs out there, even, you know, the number one down to the number 100 CEO and all the other CEOs that were part of, you know, your process, is just be a lifelong learner. You're not always right. Your company can always get better. So I think my wife taught me that. And in this industry specific, I would say Ty Backer out of Pennsylvania. He runs a company called TC Backer. They're really out of multiple states now. They've grown tremendously. He's literally like, he's my brother. I mean, he's taught me so much, and the TC Backer family has taught me so much, and I've just learned a lot from them. I've learned a lot about being a leader with Ty. We talk weekly, if not daily. So things like making people comfortable in uncomfortable situations. I take that lesson with my new employees. Like, you got to be uncomfortable sometimes when you're doing a demo. Like, I know you don't think you're ready to provide a demo to a new customer, but you're going to do it. And it's uncomfortable, but that's how they get better. So little things like that, I'd say Ty has been a big factor in my growth.
That's cool. Yeah. It's so important to have those people that have kind of come before us and learned a little bit. And, you know, for me, it was once I checked my ego and I decided to become a learner and actually take advantage of my time. That was probably about 30 years old, by the way. You know, my life changed dramatically, dramatically. So that's a powerful, powerful lesson. But, you know, there are very few great teachers, right? There's only great students. You have to be ready for it. So let's talk a little bit about maybe the early stages of Project Map It. Like, what the heck? I mean, all of a sudden you have an idea and you're like, let's give this thing a try. Can you tell us about maybe the first couple months of that? Was there ever a moment? First of all, how many times did you have to pivot before you got traction? And then what was kind of that moment where you're like, you know what, I think we're on to something here?
So you got to believe in what you sell, right? Like, all of us out there, all the contractors are watching this, any of your strategic partners on the list, whatever, whoever's watching it. We already talked about just being a lifelong learner. But as far as pivoting goes, so I went from $90,000 a year teaching to literally my first year of Project Map It, I made $37,000. Right. Like, there were about five or six, maybe more times that the owner at the time said, Steve, we're closing it. We're closing Project Map It down. And I was like, no, we can't. Like, please don't close it down. I'm not going back into teaching. And I don't have any other job opportunities right now. So, like, it got to a point, Greg, where it was like, I know I'm making nothing and I'm the only one. Like, the first 3 years, it was literally just me running Project Map It. So pivoting was important, especially in the early stages. We had a handful of contractors, let's just call it 50 of them, not a ton. And me just having and building those relationships with those contractors and asking them, hey, what could make our product better? We used to be just a grayscale map with no customizations, with a big filter button on it. It was pretty antiquated, to be totally honest with you. And every you know, we call them sprints in the software world, we would update our map. Mm-hmm. And all, honestly, it was all based on like those early adopters of Project Map It. The day that Project Map It's life kind of got saved, because we were, you know, also, again, one of the eight times we were possibly going to have to close down shop. John Grzynski, got to give him a lot of credit. He used to be big time over at GF, and now he's been running the exterior side of USLBM, a big, they own a bunch of supply companies. And he called me and he's like, I remember you at GAF as a vendor. I really want you to be with USLBM. So that literally saved our company's life at that point. So give props to John Grzynski. As far as pivoting, look, we're a map that includes reviews, pictures, and pins, right? So there's not a ton of having to pivot. Did we want to ever become a CRM or grow into another type of software company? No, we wanted to stay in our lane. We're a small niche. We're a niche company. We have like literally one other competitor, and there's plenty of contractors out there for both of our companies. So kind of like you said, you had to do a double take. Is this really something that's going to help a company grow? Yeah. Like, I believe in Project Mapit more than anybody, because I've been the one that's kind of helped evolve Project Mapit. And I've talked to hundreds of contractors that have leveraged our system in the sales process and in the marketing efforts. So when you talk about having to believe in what you sell, I believe in what we sell. And we're those three things: pins, photos, and reviews. And we're just evolving those three aspects. So there's not a ton of.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a luxury, right? To have a space that you can just get better. And I know your user experience has gotten tremendously better over the years, especially the last couple of years. You guys have seen a lot of growth, both with new clients and then I'll call it users. I don't know what you would call it. If people that interact with the map as far as moving through it. You've seen a ton of growth there. It's kind of, let's call it adoption. I don't know what your term is for that. What do you credit that turn of the needle where all of a sudden your growth is doubling, you know, the last couple of years? You're bringing on a bunch of clients. You have bigger clients. What is the feedback from your side that, you know, that people are saying after they use it? Not necessarily why they joined doing business with you, why they hired you, but what are they saying after they've hired you? That's what I want to know. Like, what's the, after they've used it for a couple of months, they've had experiences, what are they saying kind of after the fact as all the honeymoon phase kind of settles out?
I'll tell you, I think more importantly than anything, even the product itself, is a company that is transparent with their users and offers good customer service. I think those two pillars go beyond anything. We really pride ourselves on good customer service. We listen to our customers about how the onboarding process could be better. We literally just change the way we onboard. We don't necessarily focus on, hey, I'm going to train you how to add a pin, how to add a review. That stuff's easy. We have videos that people can watch, like 1 or 2 minute videos, and they're connected to the Google Business profile right away. Like, we have a direct integration with the GBP. So now our onboarding is like, hey, watch these 17 1 minute videos to just familiarize yourself with Project Mapit. When we get on a training, we're strategizing with you on how to leverage Project Mapit, how to put it in that sales process. So we're becoming more consultative on how to do a better job at your sales and how to do a better job, not how to do, but recommend things that they may have not known. That's what I'm presenting about all over the United States now, is just leveraging social proof. That's having a good website, good social media presence.
So what,
you know,
so,
little tweaks
so
that you
Steve,
can do
what's the,
in your sales process.
What's the one or two things that your clients would say, like, if I ran into him at the bar after an event or, you know, after work, and I was like, hey, you work at those guys at Project Mapit, you know, what are they all about? What would they say after they've used you for 6 months, a year, or whatever the case may be? What do you do for them?
Literally, if I'm at a home sales appointment and I can zoom in and show a ton of pins around that prospect's home, that alone helps sell it. They love the fact that they're able to show the customer that they work in their area, and then it's a real easy tool to use. And then secondly, the photos and the filter option, like to be able to filter down into the project that's relevant to that prospect. So again, if they're getting a kitchen, let me show you our kitchens. If they're getting windows, let me show you our windows. Oh, you want this type of window? Let me show you this type of window. So that ease of use to be able to show past projects to help you sell to new prospects is the biggest thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've made 100 different versions of what you do, and they've all been,
sorry to hear that, because we found the recipe.
It is absolutely. It was also previous before it, but having that social proof and being able to put that in front of the customer, and then being able to almost like I said, use it as a gamification tool where you can filter it. They can zoom it in. They can see their neighbor. They can see, you know, somebody else across the street. Or just you can, if you're a company that just expanded into a new territory, right? You can say, hey, we're not new. We might be new to this town, but take a look. You zoom out of the map. Yep. And now growth becomes easier. So these clients that are looking to expand now can utilize social proof in different zip codes, neighborhoods, or states, because that level of service and quality is going to be able to transfer to where they are, because now that's where that company is located. So, I mean, it's literally endless as far as, or I should say not endless. It's a very impactful tool when a client's using it, or when they are going to decide to choose a company to use on the front side, book an appointment.
So you have to stand out over your competitors, right? You're always going against, especially if you're in retail residential, you're always going against two other companies probably, right? On that estimate.
You have to assume that.
So how are you going to stand out? How are you going to look more professional in them? And that's another thing for our growth, I'd say, is we strategically partner with really good other SaaS companies, right? Like Company Cam's a big part of ours, Direct Integration, Engage, Destination Motivation, GTR, all strategic partners you have as well. Companies in that space is always good, and our customers love that part too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, you guys are making waves. You're working with some of the top companies in the country. You're working with, and you're partnered and integrated with the top strategic partners in the country. You're asked and employed to go speak at events all across the country. You know, this thing's grown very quickly over the last, you know, especially 3 years for you. It's really exciting. But our mission is to be the single greatest resource for every homeowner out there. And the only way that we're able to do that is by empowering and helping and being the single greatest resource for the top CEOs in this country, because they're the ones that have the ability to help the clients, not us. And so we want to make sure that we put the top 15 partners in there, like I said, that are able to get them to the next level and really, really help them provide a better client experience for the homeowners. How about a quick sneak peek into the future, Steve? Where is Project MapIt going? You mentioned it started out as a little, you know, dot matrix, you know, map. Now it's evolved to a nice customer experience, good user interface. And then now to kind of a consulting arm where you're saying, hey, here's how we've seen clients have success using this. Take it or leave it, right? And they can kind of put their own spin on it. Where do you see Project MapIt in, maybe not next year, but what's your vision for it in 5 years?
Oh, wow. I think in 5 years, I wouldn't be surprised if we're bought out by somebody, to be totally honest with you. Because we're a niche product, there are a lot of different software companies out there, whether it's a proposal company or a CRM or a supply company or manufacturer even. But in 5 years, we're going to have thousands of customers, I would assume, at that point. I feel like we're really starting to get legs, like you've sort of talked about. I thought you were asking more like what's – I will tell you one thing that we are doing right now, and that's, you know, finding a solution for requesting a review from a homeowner, right? I'll try to do this in 30 seconds or less, but the most impactful time to convert or get a review is when the job is done, right then and there on the spot when you're talking to them before you leave.
No doubt.
So we're building out a landing page that you can build within our product that provides whatever review sites or platforms you're trying to get reviews on. And we're working with Vistaprint to get some QR code NFC cards where the person can just tap the person's phone or QR code to request that review. So we're really hoping that that's going to bring on a lot of reviews, because that's one of the number one things for businesses to get more business, right, is to get good reviews. And a lot of contractors aren't willing to spend $400 a month on a software company that gets reviews for them. So we would be a very good solution for that. But yeah, I mean, in five years, I'm hoping to be working with some big manufacturer, distribution, or other software company where we're aligning our two platforms together to make a seamless platform for someone, for a contractor.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, there's some natural fits there. And, you know, I think
there are.
I think your discipline and your focus has allowed you all to have such an amazing success over the last couple of years and ultimately put out a great product that is needed. It's not always the silver bullet, but it can be pretty darn close to provide that peace of mind for those clients that are getting ready to make. Some of them are making the biggest cash purchasing decision that they've ever made, right? Outside of a car and a house. So especially with the aging in place, people aren't able to downsize. You know, there's all sorts of factors that are going into, especially this year in 2024 with an election year and everything. So being able to differentiate yourself and provide that additional layer of comfort for the clients is pretty remarkable. Can you talk about real quick here, kind of the last question, for anybody that's listening, I want them to really understand like how easy the onboarding experience is with you. Kind of there's different stages from my understanding. You can correct me if there's some tweaks that you want to make, but there's a level of, hey, we can get it up and loaded very quickly. And then you have the luxury of developing and adding to it over time, but you don't even like miss that social proof. So you get the pins and everything up, very basic, maybe 2 or 3 points on the pop-up. Then you can build out your full filtered app in stages. I think that's a luxury where you can kind of get into the market with it. I'm all about being able to get speed to market. And then we can improve it as we go. Look at the iPhone, right? Wasn't ready. All this crazy stuff. Then speed the market. They got there. They got the market share. They developed it. Now we're on like iPhone 60. So can you talk to that process maybe just a little bit better than I did?
Yeah, honestly, if you have a CRM or a spreadsheet that has all your past clients and you've got some photos and you have a Google Business profile, every customer could literally do it themselves in less than 24 hours to be up and running and even embedded on your website. Just so everybody understands, it can go right onto your website as well. That's where people, that's part of the marketing part. But our company will work with you on all those stages. So we brand your map for you. You know, we're pretty good at it now. We've been doing it for a long time. So you don't have to do that. You can go back and change it, like you said, Greg, evolve it. But we'll brand your map. We'll do all the settings for you so you don't have to touch it. After that, we get a spreadsheet from you. We'll format the spreadsheet and upload it for you. It can be as simple as just names and addresses. It can be more complex with like, if that spreadsheet is able to have colors of products that you're using and things like that, the categories, those filters. But spreadsheet uploaded. If you have photos saved somewhere that you can provide them to us, whether it's a CRM access or a company cam access, Dropbox, whatever, cloud service, we'll spend 2 hours loading photos for you. That's part of our onboarding fee. So we'll do the spreadsheet, email us a spreadsheet from your CRM, done. We make the map, brand it, load 2 hours of photos, done. And then everybody can connect their Google reviews and Facebook reviews in 5 minutes or less. So we can literally get people onboarded in less than 48 hours, ready to be embedded into their website.
That's amazing. If you guys want to see more about what Steve and Project MapIt does, you can fill out the form below. We can get you set up with them, an introduction to Steve directly. And you know, they can help you out. We have total confidence in what they do and the abilities that they have as far as that social proof element, whether it's on your website, in a sales presentation. There's a number of different ways that you can use it. But Steve, I want to say thanks again for joining us today. It's been great kind of getting to know you a little bit more. If it's all right with you, I'd love to check in with you maybe throughout the year and kind of follow this growth if you're up for it.
I would love that. Yeah, man. Cool. For sure. I'd love the opportunity. I appreciate you providing us the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, you've earned it. And, you know, good word travels fast, brother. So keep up the great work. And as you guys know, I'm Greg Cummings, CEO of Power 100, and appreciate you tuning in. And as you see here from Steve, we're going to stay with him throughout the year. So we're looking forward to that. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks so much, Greg. See you.